Support for Millennial comes from Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code Millennial, M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L, at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Wait. Before I lose you, I know. I'm sick of politics, too. Just hear me out on this one, because this is not the story that you think it is.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
Trump's speeches are all over the place. But this is actually the first time that I sat down and watched him deliver one. I don't usually talk about politics. They trigger anxiety and make me roll my eyes, especially when I'm watching the debates of either party. Democrats versus Democrats, Republicans versus Republicans. They remind me of those Jerry Springer days when I would secretly watch two couples yelling at each other because my mom said I couldn't. Now, Jerry Springer puts a bad taste in my mouth, and so do politics. But when there's someone telling millions of people, for America to be great again, we need to ban all Muslims from entering the country and build a wall between us and Mexico, it makes me stop, sit up straight, furrow my eyebrows, and listen. When I'm an adult with children and a backyard, I hope I can look back on this time and laugh. But right now, as a first-generation Asian-American young woman, I'm not laughing. I'm concerned. But not too long ago, I heard about this guy who's like me. He's young, half Asian, and is basically an outsider running for political office for the first time in what people consider to be the roughest town in one of the whitest states in America. This story is about a millennial who saw a divided and frightening political landscape and decided to do something about it. You're listening to Millennial, a podcast about what people never teach you, how to maneuver your 20s captured in real time.
My name is Ben Chin, and I'm running for Mayor of Lewiston.
I would never vote for him for a number of reasons.
People are afraid of change. And some people are afraid of immigrants.
Just don't try to insert your culture, which obviously isn't working, into ours, which does.
I honestly don't understand at all what that message is.
Wildwood Drive, then turn left on Housabatta Street.
In this episode, we're driving to Lewiston, Maine, and throwing ourselves into the middle of this complicated tension in America.
To Wildwood Drive, then turn left onto Housabatta Street. You will arrive at 11:03 a.m.
I passed through Lewiston before, but I've never stopped. It's not really a place where you stop. I've heard people call it the Dirty Lou because it's arguably one of the roughest places to live in Maine. But to be fair, Lewiston is changing. It's one of the few cities in Maine experiencing growth. And in the last 15 years, nearly 6,000 Somalis have moved there. As I drive down the street, I do a couple of double takes. Because I'm not used to seeing colorful faces on the streets of Maine. But in Lewiston, I see Asians and Africans walking to the grocery store, getting off school buses, which makes me feel surprised and comforted. But everyone doesn't feel that way.
If you want to come in here and you want to celebrate your holidays, I don't care.
Especially the mayor. I found a couple of videos online of him talking about the immigrant community.
I don't care. Just don't try to insert your culture, which obviously isn't working, into ours, which does. I don't care if you're European, Asian, South American, Austrian, whatever. Okay, we have a unique culture in this United States, and we have prospered by it. We don't need people coming in here tinkering with it. These people that are yelling about I'm unsensitive to their culture, well, if it was so great, why aren't they back over in Somalia? Why are they over here?
Meet the mayor of Lewiston, Mayor Robert McDonald. This is the guy that Ben Chin is up against. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Welcome. Yeah. Come on
in. Thank you so much for having me over.
Yeah, sure. Do you want a coffee?
When I walk into Ben's house, he offers me a donut, which I don't refuse, and some coffee, which I do refuse because I already had some coffee. It's a common joke that Asians don't age. So when I see Ben's unwrinkled baby face, I'm not surprised. He could easily be mistaken for a recent 23-year-old college graduate and not the 30-year-old that he is.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah.
That's why you get the comfy seat.
The comfy seat. Yeah, and you can edit this out later, make me sound smart, which I appreciate. Hopefully you do that.
Has running for mayor always been something in the back of your head that's been brewing?
No, I had never really thought about running for office myself. It's just people like me don't run for mayor. You know, like...
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. Can you guys name a 29-year-old... half Asian guy who ran for mayor in a small working class post-industrial mill town? You know, like, no one is ever gonna be like, man, like, who we need to run for office is like some 29-year-old half Asian guy. Like, that's what we need. That's what the world needs right now, is that, you know, like, that's just not how politics works.
So he doesn't fit a political profile, mostly because he's young, he's like me, he's Wajian, white and Asian. Yeah, I made that up. But when I tell people about my ethnicity, I tell them I'm Wingaporean, white and Singaporean, if we want to get technical.
You know, a lot of people in Lewiston might not ever have even really talked to somebody who's Asian or half Asian, let alone someone who's actually running for office.
I sometimes forget that 95% of Maine is white. Except when I walk into a Dunkin' Donuts in rural New England and I can feel the whole room stop sipping their coffee and stare. When I look at a photo of Mayor McDonald, I realize that he is everything that Ben Chin is not. He's white, 68 years old, and a veteran. You could say he has the ideal profile of a political candidate for a place like Lewiston. So Ben knew entering this race, the odds were against him.
Did you guys talk about fears?
There are definitely bad things that can happen to you when you run for office.
What does that mean?
If a really good candidate only gets 40% of the vote, I mean, there's a potential where I only get like 10% of the vote, like, you know, like 8% of the vote. Like, I could be like annihilated. You know what I mean? You know, like, what if I put all this time and energy into it and then I am just like completely, just like publicly ridiculed, and I put a year of my life into it.
And it wasn't just Ben's life. His wife, Nicola, would also be along for the ride. And as a mixed woman herself, she had her own concerns.
Part of the thing we needed to talk about and think about was, as two multiracial people who identify as people of color, are we prepared for hate? Are we prepared for personal attacks? Are we prepared for the things that people are going to want to say or dig up about us?
My name is Ben Chin, and I'm running for Mayor of Lewiston. Yeah! We have been on the verge of our future for too long.
I didn't know what the reception was going to be, but we had a nice full room. You know, you're saying things, and people are clapping, and everybody's like hooting, hollering, and smiling, having a good time. It's like, it just feels awesome.
Overcome status quo cynicism. Join this campaign. If you believe the only way anything big gets done is when regular people get together and refuse to take no for an answer, yes. Join this campaign. Woo! Vote for me. Vote for Lewiston. Vote for our future. Yes.
As I look at this crowd, there are all sorts of people. People who are wearing hijabs, who are balding, women with kids, students. And I kind of wonder to myself, what are these people looking for in a candidate like Ben?
Are you looking for someone?
I am. I'm looking for a woman. Her name is Falmo. Do you know Falmo?
A student.
I think she's a student.
Yes, no, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Hi, Falmo, this is Megan. I think I'm here. I'm over by all the artwork. The first person I decided to meet was Falmo. We agreed to meet at the local college. Everybody's gonna hear Ben too. So you and Ben will be together.
It's okay, Ben's a pro, come on.
You're a pro too.
Hello?
Yeah, and you can just talk to me like this.
Hello? Like,
you could just don't, it's almost like it's not here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then,
so
and
what
then,
should I say?
We're going to talk. We're just going to talk. Okay. It's going to be fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. So when Ben announced that he was going to run for mayor, What was your reaction?
When Ben said that he's going to run for office, I felt inspired. And I said to him that you have my support, my vote, and my time.
Why did you feel inspired?
He, you know, wanted to bring people together in our community. And as young people, we are sick and tired of being divided. We want to keep everything together. And it is very hard to keep everything together when there are people in power who don't let you make that happen.
What does that mean? How do they not let that happen?
Because some people are afraid of change. And some people are afraid of immigrants. That has to change. And we cannot pray for change. We have to be the change.
When you put Ben Chin next to Mayor McDonald, their experience and personalities couldn't be more different. Mayor McDonald is a retired Marine Corps veteran. He served on Lewiston's police department for 23 years, spent 10 years in Lewiston's school system. He's a New England native and knows what there is to know about this job because he's been doing it for the last 4 years. So the people who were voting for Mayor McDonald had their reasons.
I'll have to tell you that I'm hard of hearing. I only got half of what you just told me. You're going to have to speak louder.
Speak up. Okay.
Sorry.
This is Gloria Ann.
So when Ben Chin was going to run for mayor,
yes,
what was your immediate reaction?
My reaction was that I would never vote for him for a number of reasons. I live alone in my house here because I don't have a mortgage since my husband died 3 years ago. And our taxes are going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And I feel that Mr. Chin and Maine Alliance are so focused on poor and the immigrants and low-income housing and all the programs that go with it that we seniors are paying for all of this, and they've thrown us under the bus.
Months leading up to the general election, Ben's goal was to knock on doors like Gloria Ann's and talk to people face to face. You know, campaign the old-fashioned way. What do people say?
The first and most common reaction was people just laughed. They were like, oh my God, like, how old are you? Are you like 14 years old? Because they like look at my face and be like, you look so young. Like, what are you doing running for mayor? And then there were definitely a few people who were just like, absolutely not. Like, get off my lawn. I do not, you know, and then it was just like, okay, cool. People would like literally just like see me walking up the driveway and be like, I disagree with you and everything you stand for. There's a whole bunch of people who just do not care about politics. You know, I mean, if you are 45 years old and most of your friends that you went to high school with moved out of town and you spent your whole life working your way up to a job that pays like maybe like $14 an hour and you can barely afford to have your kids in childcare, maybe you have health insurance, but it's a crappy plan. So if you ever have to go to the emergency room, it's going to wipe out all the savings that you've made in a year. I mean, and that's been your whole working life. At the end of the day, you're not sipping back, having a glass of red wine, like looking to like talk about politics with some like crazy kid who knocks on your door. I mean, you're just burnt.
And then you did say that people would say things that were racist. What's an instance that stands out to you? Where you could feel like this is, you know, like this tension is here.
Particularly at the end when they like only knew me by my name, my last name, when I knock on a door, you know, like really compliment me for my English. Or it's like, yes, like English is the only language I know. And like I speak awesome English and my dad does too. And actually my grandparents also speak great English. There are other weird conversations about, you know, like, people like kind of playing guessing games about like who I am and my mix and what country is from. And, you know, some Korean War vets that just really want to talk about just like going to Korea to like fight in the Korean War. And it's just kind of like, I just don't know how to engage with that necessarily.
While Ben was walking around knocking on doors, so were his volunteers, including FAMO.
And there was a time that I was knocking a door and this woman said to me, welfare sucker, and she was a retired age. And I said, you know what? I'm a college student. I have a job and I am giving back to the community by volunteering. And I said, you might not know this, but I pay tax and I might be paying for your medication with my taxi dollars.
That's what you said?
Yeah. I mean, when there's hostility, you have to use humor. When there is ignorance, you have to use education. And when there's cruelty, you have to use compassion.
Whether or not Ben experienced this at the doors he was knocking on, I'm sure there was at least one person who definitely had strong opinions about him running for mayor. The mayor himself, Robert McDonald. If it was up to me, I would have called him on the phone and asked him all sorts of questions. Did he think he was too young? What were his impressions? Did he think Ben's campaign matched what Lewiston needed? Did he feel threatened?
Hello, you reached the office for Mayor Robert McDonald for the city of Lewiston, Maine. He is unable to take your call at the current time. Feel free to leave a message.
Hi, Mayor McDonald. My name is Megan Tan.
But it wasn't up to me. I did call him multiple times, but I couldn't get through. And then this happened.
These are the signs that are sparking a pre-election controversy. They read, "Don't vote for Ho Chi Minh."
Don't vote for Ho Chi Minh. Vote for more jobs. These signs in Lewiston are getting a lot of attention.
It's just totally. I mean, nobody wakes up in the morning expecting that to happen to them.
The night before, someone had mounted bright red and yellow signs that read, "Don't vote for Ho Chi Minh. Vote more jobs, not welfare." Next to the words was a caricature of the Vietnamese communist leader, Ho Chi Minh.
What was going through your head at that point?
Here's what this happened in like 30 seconds. Okay. I think back to like every time I felt like in danger because of my race in my life, you know. So I think back to being on the bus and a kid who was like 4 years older than me, like just like scaring the shit out of me every single day, like relentlessly making fun of my eyebrows and my name and my face and just feeling like I could get the shit kicked out of me every single day. And I think back to like going to a bar in Lewiston and having a guy and his buddies like get in my face about like my yellow skin. You know, it's just hard not to panic.
That's the thing that I don't like talking about. Because that's
why.
Because that's a double vulnerability.
What do you mean?
So putting yourself out there for public scrutiny makes you vulnerable once. Having to talk about how it hurts you makes you vulnerable twice.
But it's hard. Like
Right. I'm going to talk about it. But I just want to acknowledge first, sometimes a coping mechanism when being publicly attacked is to push back, stand up, and not let them see you sweat. Not let them know they made you afraid. Not let them know they made you scared. And that's a way of survival. And I really have not talked publicly about what it actually felt like. You know, I think my initial reaction was fear, because who the heck put these up and who knows what their motivations are?
What'd you guys say to each other?
That was the first night I had ever felt physically unsafe in Lewiston. And that night we came home and, you know, I remember that we pulled the shades down because we just didn't know where the attack was coming from, what was behind it, and what might come next.
Here's how my dad kind of like raised me, I guess, to think about this, is it's just like, do not expect the world to be fair for you. Expect that you will have to work twice as hard as everybody else to get the same thing. And you've just got a choice. You can either, you know, get really discouraged and depressed and feel sorry for yourself, or you can roll up your sleeves and you can work twice as hard as everybody else. The only emotion that I really allowed myself to have was just like, I don't know if determination is like an emotion, but it's just like, just resolve. Like people are coming at you and it just like every single ounce of like smarts and strength that you have and focus and determination just needs to be marshaled to like meet this and win this.
Will he win this? You'll find out after a word from our sponsors. Support for Millennial comes from Credible. Credible is helping people pay off their student loans. In 90 seconds, they can help you figure out if you're paying too much. And if you are, you can refinance your loan. There are no hidden fees, and it's completely free. All you have to do is go to credible.com/millennial, fill out a form, and bada boom! You'll be able to compare multiple offers with other lenders. It feels kind of like booking a flight. And if you're confused because managing money is confusing, Credible has online call and chat support. And for millennial listeners, if you go to credible.com/millennial, you'll receive $200 when you choose to refinance your student loans. Support the show and see if Credible is right for you. Okay, where were we?
Every single ounce of like smarts and strength that you have and focus and determination just need to be marshaled to like meet this and win this.
Even though Ben's voice sounds confident, he was pretty nervous. He was afraid that the sign would resonate with people and could possibly change their vote. On the day of the election, after months of going door to door, making speeches, raising $88,000, which is unheard of for a mayoral campaign in a town like Lewiston, Ben had mentally prepared himself to lose.
How do you mentally prepare yourself for that?
You just imagine like Jen or whatever, like getting a text message and walking at me like being like, Ben, like, it's been a great ride. Thanks so much. We got slaughtered. You know, here's a hug. You know, go out and say something. I don't know. I guess I just try to imagine it.
Ben Chin received 3,673 votes. McDonald, 3,107. Stephen Morgan, 1,276.
Go, Ben, go! Go, Ben, go! Go, Ben, go! Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you might have heard, guys, we got the most votes tonight. I want to thank Mayor McDonald. I want to thank all the other candidates for running. People are wondering, can we come together to make a society where everybody has what they need? And I am thrilled to be in that with all of you. So thank you so much for being here tonight. And let's enjoy the celebration.
To tell you that Ben and Lewiston lived happily ever after and that this is the end of the story, but it's not.
Bob McDonald and Ben Chin have just about a month, a little bit more than a month, to go back out and convince voters to go vote again.
When Ben ran for mayor, he ran alongside four other people. And the rule in Lewiston is if no one receives 50% of the vote, then the top two candidates have to have a runoff. A runoff is basically another election, but this time the city only can choose between two people. Ben or Mayor McDonald.
If you like what I did, and this is, you know where I'm going, you vote for me. If you want to change, then you vote for change.
If Mayor McDonald is just kind of coasting to the finish line, and he doesn't really care whether or not he wins or loses, I think that really reflects poorly on the kind of attitude he has as an ambassador to the city.
We're going to dish it out, because I don't think this kid can take a punch, okay?
During the 6 weeks between the general election and the runoff, Ben continued to go door to door, talking to voters, asking for their support, until finally, time ran out.
Tracy, turnout for this runoff election may end up being higher than turnout for the election back in November. Longley Elementary here is the only polling place in the city. I just came from inside, and I can tell you the place is absolutely slammed.
You put on a couple layers. You know, stood outside in December in Maine for like from basically 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So I shook hands with like 3,000 people. It was a different, it just felt like a different crew of people than had showed up for the general election. And so many people that day, you know, I had offered my hand to, and you always get people who just like don't want to shake hands or whatever, but so many people just like refused to shake my hand with this look of just disdain on their face. I mean, just like, I mean, they just like could not stand the sight of me, let alone imagine like shaking my hand. And that had just happened like over and over and over and over. Sometimes like whole, like, you know, a dozen or so people would walk by and just give me this same just look of disgust. So we've got a victory speech printed out. We've got a concession speech printed out.
And then they waited for the results to come in.
An unprecedented amount of fundraising could not oust incumbent Lewiston Mayor Bob McDonald. He beat out challenger Ben Chin in yesterday's runoff. News 8's Morgan Sturdivant live in Lewiston this morning. So Morgan, in the end...
That day, Mayor McDonald had 4,398 votes. Ben had 3,826, a difference of 572.
I'm sure everybody would have had this same range of reactions around just like, there's a part of you that just wants to curl up in a ball.
It's only natural to feel a little darkness at this point, but there's only one question when the world feels dark, and that is, what do we do in that darkness? And I say to you, there is only one thing to be done, and that is what all of you have been doing, and that is to be a light for the world.
Yes!
When I ask Ben if he's going to run again, he doesn't say yes, but he doesn't say no. At the moment, he's busy. Just a few days before the general election, he and Nicola had their first child, Anjali. She's really cute. So for obvious reasons, Ben wants to spend some time with her.
All right, how are we going to end this episode? Let's see here.
So literally, when I was in the final stages of making this episode, I was away from my phone for a split second, and something unexpected happened.
Hi, you've reached Megan Tan. I'm unavailable right now, but if you leave me a wonderful message, your name and number, I'll be sure to get right back to you. Take care. Have a good day.
Hi, Megan. This is Bob McDonald, the mayor of Lewiston, Maine. I will try to get back to you in a while. I'm leaving the office right now, but I'll try to give you a call within the next hour or so. Okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
Mayor McDonald returned my phone call, and he didn't just call me once. He called me twice.
Thank you so much for calling me back. I really appreciate it.
When I got to the phone and picked up, I made a conscious decision. I didn't want to attack him in this conversation. I really wanted to hear him out. I really wanted to get to the bottom of why he kept saying all of these offensive things. Where was this all coming from?
Before we continue, I just want to ask you, is it okay if I record our conversation?
Sure.
But I also didn't want to waste any time.
Do you think that there are a lot of racial tensions within Lewiston?
No. No.
No.
I was asked that question the other day. Now, mm-hmm. I go to coffee a lot of times. I used to go with a bunch of people. I guess you could probably describe them as rednecks, okay? Mm-hmm. And they were always telling me about the Somalis. So what I did is I brought this Somali woman in there one day for breakfast with coffee, and there was about 10, 15 of them sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she talked with them and everything else. I left. I came back the next day. I said, so what do you think? So, oh, wow, she was great. She says, but she's not like the rest of them. I said, mm-hmm. She is like the rest of them. Okay. She's, you know, she's a nice person. She's, I mean, you can't help but not like this person. I mean, and I get along very well with the Somalis. You know, you never know about it in the paper, but I get along extremely well with the Somalis. Mm-hmm. They're employed. They're mm-hmm. out there working. They're doing well.
It's interesting because there are videos online that show you not being so accepting towards the immigrants.
No, but you know, you can cut a video anyway. Leave your culture behind, okay? You can get oppression from that. But if you get the rest of it where it says, I said, leave your culture behind, come on in, become Americans and prosper, mm-hmm. okay? That makes it a little different. I continue to tell them, on the holidays, we have 4th of July or Memorial Day and those places. Show up. We have ceremonies. Show up at the ceremonies, okay? But they don't. I mean, what happens here is we need police officers. We need some Somali police officers. But their elders don't want them to be police officers because, you know, they don't trust the police.
Mm.
Well, you know what? Leave your culture be at the door. Because here you can trust the police.
Mr. Mayor, it sounds like if you were to solve any tensions, you know, small or big, it would be that people would assimilate. Is that what you're saying? I just want to
know. Right, yeah. I mean, if they assimilate, you know, the kids are assimilating, okay? Mm-hmm. The kids.
Do you think it's on both sides, though? Like,
a what?
Both sides? Like if Somalians are coming in, they have to have an open mind, and then people who they're living next to also have to have an open mind.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to accept each other. I mean, and this is no matter what color you are or what your last name is, we all have dreams. We all want a success. But there is no problems here. We may have a little bit of a problem, just like anywhere else, but there is no problem here. It's a very safe city. It's the safest city in the state of Maine.
As you know, I wasn't expecting to talk to Mayor McDonald, but I'm glad I did. He's more complex than the 10-second soundbites I found on the internet, soundbites that made me want to put us on opposing sides of an imaginary line. Hearing his voice gave me more context, especially when he denied Lewison's racial tensions. When he said it, I could hear him say it with such conviction that it made me think that he genuinely can't see them. And that never occurred to me. It also never occurred to me that assimilation, in his mind, is a real practical solution, and that it's not offensive. But when I think about his background, this makes sense. Because maybe when you're born in 1947 as a white man in New England, and you grow up during the 60s, assimilation is what you talk about at the dinner table, in town meetings, and on the television screen. When I talked to my mom about my conversation with Mayor McDonald, she was unfazed by what he said and told me that my grandfather thought the same way. So when Mayor McDonald tells Lewiston that everyone needs to be the same in order to be unified, it doesn't necessarily come from a place of ill intent. His perspective is a product of his generation. And his generation and my generation are colliding.
We don't know if they're Trump supporters or protesters. This is becoming violent. There is pushing and shoving going on inside this arena. I've just never seen anything like this. This place has just erupted.
And we're trying to figure it out. As I'm experiencing the growing pains of becoming an adult, I'm also witnessing the growing pains of my country. My only hope is that things don't have to get worse before they get better. It Editing help for this episode was provided by Sarah Curtis, Ben Severance, and Dylan Ward. Alex Aquisto contributed to the pitching, reporting, and producing of this piece. Special thanks to Alexandra Morrow, Matisse Miller, Cindy Lee, and Laura Sim. The voices you heard on this episode were Ben Chin, Nicola Chin, Famo Ahmed, Mayor Robert McDonald, and Glorianne Travellini. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, Squarespace. Share your ideas with the world by making a blog, portfolio, or online store. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code MILLENNIAL at checkout to get 10% off your first purchase. If you want to see a video of Ben Chin's mayoral announcement and also the different faces and opinions of people who voted on the day of the runoff, go to millennialpodcast.org and click episode 14. To keep tabs on the next episode of Millennial, follow us on Twitter at Hear Millennial, H-E-A-R Millennial, or on Facebook. If you want to send the show a shout out, which we love shout outs, rate us on iTunes. And if you have a story pitch, I'm all ears. The story pitch of this month will be taxes. Feel like it's timely. If something weird happened to you when you're filing your taxes for the first time, maybe you've never filed your taxes and are freaking out right now like me, send an email to stories@millennialpodcast.org. I'm Megan Tan, and thanks for listening.